It's live, it's topical, and it's about business today. Every week, we bring guest experts from different fields to take your calls and questions. Real questions, real concerns, real problems that are happening right now in your business. This is Minding Your Business. Here's your host, Corey Stafford, entrepreneur and founder of Simply Quick Business Loans and Amusa Commercial Capital.
All right, welcome to Minding Your Business Radio on the Business Survival Radio Network. This is a program dedicated to helping business owners and entrepreneurs. This is a really exciting show today. So if you are a business owner or think of yourself as an entrepreneur, you will not want to change the dial. We got some great guests with some great information. And if you want to be a rock star in your business, I want you to stay tuned because we're going to show you how to do that. Now, you can sign up. Thank you. Thank you very much. You can register for our free newsletter and the Minding Your Business Checklist and other white papers. It's got some good stuff on it at mindingyourbusinessradio.com. We also want to remind you to like us on Facebook at Facebook/MindingYourBusinessRadio. Now, a little later in the show, we're going to be talking to rock star coach Robin Kreisman, who will show you how to be the rock star in your business. So do not change this dial. And we're going to be taking your calls a little bit later and answering your questions about business and being a rock star in your business at 866-660-5759. Now with me, as always, Glenn Bowen, career international business consultant, MBA, certified cash manager, and senior vice president of SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com. And in case you haven't heard the show before, Glenn's Wall Street and I'm Main Street. I guess you figured that out. Glenn says, I'm Felix and he's Oscar. I don't know exactly what he means by that, but I'm a longtime entrepreneur and he's a big-time business consultant, and we're here to bring you good information and show you how to help run your business better. Glenn, I know you you drove down from your home in Norman, Oklahoma, and you had a little tornado weather this week.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit before the show, and interesting is that I was watching the big supercell develop, and our 22-year-old ran in and said, hey, we can see it outside. So I ran outside. I was on the phone with you, Corey, and watched it go from an EF2 to EF3, and then it jumped straight to an EF5, and we just watched it go straight by. I thought about the elementary school where my son teaches chess, and just thinking that's right in that area, and there's a hospital. And sure enough, it was one of the two elementary schools that got leveled. Thank God on that one, none of the children were, there were no fatalities. But Amy and I, my wife, we drove down yesterday. It was the first time we really headed north and got close to the ground zero of where it hit. And the old saying about, you know, on TV or in person, there's a huge difference. Well, I think it's because you often see stuff on TV that's devastating, but you rarely see it in your personal life. And it took our breath away, and we fought back the tears a couple of times and talked to some of the relief workers. We pulled out all the money we had in our wallets and gave it to one of the relief working groups. But I did want to give a shout-out as far as to ask people a way they can contribute and chip in, and that is to, on their phone, you can text the word relief, put in the amount of the donation, and text it to 86613. And everybody here in the studio, I asked them all to put $100 in there, and then Corey surprised me. He already donated $10,000, so I want a big hand. Can we have a big hand for Corey?
Oh, Glenn, I haven't texted $10,000 before, but all right. Thank you for that announcement, Glenn. Also joining us today is Lynn Ray Stanfield from Zierra.com. Lynn's been working with business clients for 15 years, building internet marketing campaigns and websites that work and can typically increase companies' online sales by 25% or more, and at the same time decrease their expenses by at least the same. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi. How you doing there, Corey?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad you made it in. You know, a lot of people, a lot of business owners. And by the way, if you want to know more about Lynn, you can look at on the website under sponsors and experts under Zierra or Lynn Stanfield. And he's got his information on there. You can contact him. Look, just about everything you can know to about Lynn, except that he's also a musician. Like almost everybody in the studio today is a musician, so you don't know that. It's not on the website. Well, Generating new leads and prospects has always been a challenge for most business owners, and I think there's a lot of business owners that don't know much about internet marketing. So let's talk about the four easiest ways to gain new clients from online methods. Let's talk about that, Lynn.
All right. I was putting this together, and I was thinking, what is the four most important things that I could talk to a business owner about gaining new sales and new leads? And these are the four I came up with, and I think they're probably pretty accurate. And the first one is one that most companies and most small business owners are not doing on a regular basis. It's called email marketing and newsletters. It's staying in contact with your current clients and prospects. This will always be your least expensive way of making new sales. Not only do you have the opportunity to sell other services and products, but you stay on top of mind with your database and your current clients. You'll also build a large personal referral market from this method, and I would suggest probably doing newsletters and emails probably about twice a month, and not more than that.
You know, a lot we do this in our companies, and one of the things that you don't, I think that a lot of business owners don't think about is that you need to stay in front of your clients. You need to stay front of mind, so when it's time for them to use your service, who are they going to think about? You know, and we also use photographs. We want them to see who we are. Now, Glenn and myself, we're not the prettiest people, but we're almost the prettiest people. But
maybe in the studio we are.
Yeah, we got a radio for face, a face for a radio for sure. But we also, we want to know who our clients to know who they're dealing with. And that's one of the things you taught me, Lynn, was photographs help responses or help this process.
Oh, not only do they help on your newsletters, they help on your website, because what you do is you take your business and you personalize it. People want to do business with people, not just the company name. And that really helps going a long way to making people feel comfortable with not only just making a phone call, but wanting to do business with you.
Well, let me mention something here. So when you say email marketing and newsletters, if I'm a business owner and I'm listening today and I'm still doing business like 1990, I think that was before the internet, before Al Gore invented it, right? So what do you mean by email marketing and newsletters? We're not talking about newsletters where you have to put a stamp on it and it costs you money. We're talking something that almost costs you no money. How does someone get started with this?
Well, first, you need to find an online method of delivering newsletters and emails to your client base. And I personally refer my clients, if they're a small company and they don't need something like Constant Contact, then I say try MailChimp, because you can send out 2,500 emails a month, and it's free on MailChimp. And they provide all the tracking, the analytics, and everything you need.
Why so much?
Say again?
Why so much, Lynn? You didn't catch that one. So it's basically free.
Yes.
All right. So that's a good way to get started. And you made a reference to Constant Contact and MailChimp. We're giving them a free shout-out today. I guess we should charge them for it. We use Constant Contact because we have a rather large database, and we stay in touch with our clients at Simply Quick Business Loans and Amusa Commercial Capital. So let's move on. So after email marketing and newsletter, what's another way that they can gain new clients from online methods?
Probably the second most effective is going to be PPC, or pay-per-click marketing. That's the purchasing of keywords and ads on Google and Bing and places like that.
All right. Now, a lot of people don't know what pay-per-click is or purchasing keywords. So is this something that's difficult, or is it something anybody can do, or do you need to hire someone to do this for you?
Anybody can open up a Google account and launch their PPC campaign. But
you know, I want to say something on that, Lynn, real fast. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but that's the interesting part of that question is we did it ourselves, and I think we're two pretty savvy people, and Corey and I, and needless to say, Lynn took a look at it and revamped everything that we do. So I do think this is, you know, we were kind of not a doctor, but playing a doctor on TV. I think you need to go to the doctor when you're doing that, because you find out that you spend your money much more wisely than the amount of money you save by trying to do it yourself.
Well, you know, we're not going to be able to cover all this in depth today, but Lynn has agreed to talk with anybody that wants to talk to him, you know, about you doing it yourself, or possibly even retaining his company to do it. So we're just going to kind of fly through these because we got to get through it this segment. But so far we said email marketing and newsletters, pay-per-click, which is something that costs you money, but you can kind of regulate how much money you spend on a daily basis, right? And so what's the next thing?
The third one is Craigslist or online classifieds. Now, this doesn't work for every company, but it does work for a lot. And surprisingly...
And it's free.
And it's free. For,
why so much?
Yeah, that's my joke.
Craigslist, what's interesting about Craigslist is that's replaced most large city classified ads. People don't go to the newspaper and they don't go to the yellow pages much to find services anymore.
You know, I'm not making a joke. I did not realize they still had newspapers or the yellow pages because I haven't seen any of this stuff. I stay off of it. We use Craigslist. In fact, we do multiple postings more than they say you can, but we do it. It's free and it does work. Definitely worth the money. So what's the next one?
The next one is, believe it or not, optimizing and taking possession of your location on Google and Yahoo and Bing Maps and making sure that you optimize those listings, because those listings are being served up at the top of Google when everyone's searching for a local service or product. And you can do SEO, and I'm not going to get into SEO right now, but you can do all the work on your website. But optimizing and making sure you have the right keywords and that you have that you own and can change and update the information on your online maps is probably very critical and becoming increasingly more so.
Well, especially if someone's searching for a product or service in a specific market area. If they do that search and you're in that area, you're going to be more likely to pull up if you're tagged properly on the maps. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Hey, we're going to have to go to break. But before we go to the break, I want to talk to business owners that are still operating their business as a sole proprietor or a DBA. There's a lot of pretty good-sized businesses out there that guys own that are doing business. Maybe they're doing $1 million a year or $5 million a year, but they're still operating as a sole proprietor or a DBA. And I want to tell you, this can be risky. This is very risky because you take on a lot of liability. A lot of people are running small businesses without any sort of corporate protection or any sort of an entity set up. Now, not anymore. It's not expensive. It's risky, but forming a corporation can be expensive. But Minding Your Business Radio has set up an affiliate partnership with LegalZoom, and you can form your own corporation or LLC for as little as $99, and you can do it online right now. All you need to do is go to MindingYourBusinessRadio.com, and on the lower right side it says Start Your Business Online, and you can do this. It's very simple, and it's legal, it's quick, and it's a great value. Just MindingYourBusinessRadio.com. We got to go to a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Robin Kreisman, the rock star. The rock star coach. So we'll be right back right here on Minding Your Business Radio.